going to be rough. This is going to be rough.
Bonkers chewing gum.
Yeah, the ads. Let's talk about the ads, because the actual book is... hello, and welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks, a comic book
dangerous,
podcast.
Dangerous episode in this era.
A comic book podcast about old things. Old things, and bringing new life into them.
Right, ye old time comic
is that
book.
A good enough intro?
I don't know. We'll have to see what the reviewer guy thinks. You know what? He's going to review this negative because we're almost a minute in here and we still haven't explained fully in depth.
I just did.
You did?
Yeah, I said.
Good thing I was paying attention.
I said, where we talk about old things, make them new again. All right. So this happens. You know, this happens during grab bag month.
I'm not going to make the joke on the air, but that's how I'm labeling this in my ratings guide.
It is. It's old. It's from 1984.
And when you get my birth year.
Yeah, it is. It's something. You know, it's dated.
It's a little dated.
Yeah, this
it's like 40 year dated. You know,
this is Justice League of America. So JLA. This is our first time doing a JLA comic, not Justice League. Justice League of America, very different.
There's a difference?
Yes.
Oh.
Totally different group.
Well, wait a minute. What was the movie? That was just Justice League?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just the Americans of Justice League.
No. Justice League of America is a totally different group.
Oh.
And they're not... The
so,
heavy
like,
hitters...
Justice League takes care of the world, and then Justice League of America takes care of America.
Yeah, but it's not...
So, it's a beat. It's a patrol.
It's not the best.
Okay, yeah. Usually. No, it definitely is not that...
All right, so this is called Rebirth Part 1, Gang War. And there is a note on the cover, and it says, the new DC, there's no stopping us now.
Hmm.
So pretty...
So this is what kept DC going, then.
Yeah, this is the first episode to introduce Vibe, who
is... Is that a main character?
It's the guy.
I understand who he is in context of this story.
He's new to
the
comics.
Because I just read this. But like, has he been like ongoing ever since, or?
We'll find out together.
Okay.
So this was out of the quarter bin at Half Price Books.
Yep.
So a little bit more than half price. Well, actually it was 75
cents.
Where
is that quarter bin at Half Price Books? Because
it's on the bottom. It's on the bottom.
The bottom shelf of like some
of
these? Okay. And
you don't
like,
even
you
know
just
it's
like pull out a Tupperware bin.
None of them are wrapped. None of them are.
Okay. So it's just like.
They're so rude, they just put the sticker directly on the book itself.
Yeah, they don't care.
Like, man, here's a quarter,
don't.
Quarter, 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 quarter. And it's funny because She-Hulk was a quarter. That was part of the quarter comics.
Yeah.
So what I did, basically, I was like, we got
you literally just grabbed a handful of the
quarter. Yeah, I just grabbed.
Because you're like, well, it looks like about $6 there.
I've always wanted to read about Vibe.
Did you actually go through the quarter bin and select comics, or did you just like grab a handful?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows with me? Yeah.
Well,
it's pretty random with me.
But JLA.
I'm assuming I bought these in 2004, 2005, maybe.
Oh, you bought these a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting, though, because Half Price Books has still not updated their sticker scheme. So, like,
it still
that
works.
Could still be a modern sticker, which I'm totally okay with.
It works.
I'm fine with it.
It works great.
Oh, wait, you know what? They do have updated stickers, but they still use these as well. So, anyway. JLA, man.
Yeah, so this is a gang war. It takes place in what city? Do we know?
I think it's Detroit.
Okay. We have a new character named Vibe, and he's retired. He gets introduced...
And retired.
...to the comic as a retired hero.
Yeah.
Or retired what? Because now he just dances.
Yeah, he's a hero, and now he just dances.
In public.
In public.
For attention?
With like a very parachute panty, kind of like disco stew.
And all of his moves are named after superheroes? Like his dance? Like, it's weird.
There's some eccentricity.
This is here. A weird one, man.
This issue has a vibe.
It's got a vibe. And it's weird.
Yeah.
So we have these.
It's very dated. In my notes, the very first thing I wrote is very 80s.
Yeah.
So
we got not really. It's just really one gang led by Crowbar, right?
Yeah.
That's the gentleman with the necklace.
Yep.
And he's got some pretty rough ladies who are his henchmen.
Hench ladies.
Hench lady. I'm sorry. This is. we're going down a path. And then Vibe, I don't, So I guess there is another gang, because she looks like some sort of Wolverine knockoff.
Yeah.
And that kind of looks like Zatanna, but it's not.
I think that is.
Oh, it is?
I think it is supposed to be.
She's JLA. She's JLA material. She's
like JLA.
Yeah, she's on par. She can be in the JLA. So anyway, and then Vibe gets into the fight because he's
like
just
some kind of like dance off, and grandma is like lecturing them, and yeah, and then Vibe's like wearing the wraparound shades.
They're cool shades. He kind of reminds me of Booster Gold.
And there's like some heavy accented stuff going on in here, and then there's this guy who's like gonna get crushed. They're like testing his abilities.
Yeah, testing his strength. He kind of looks like Captain America.
Aquaman. That's Justice League, right?
Yeah, yeah. Aquaman's there. Martian Manhunter's there.
So like, there's some crossover, I guess.
There's something going on. This thing's a mess.
It is a mess.
And I'm assuming that's Elastic Man because of his elongated neck.
Elongated neck. Yeah.
And JLA, Elastic Man. That's cool. I'm fine with that. He's appropriately placed. But I mean, I didn't know what I was doing half this thing, dude. I was just So in this comic, the JLA, which have a different base, a different everything, okay? We got Martian Manhunter, Zatanna, the Captain America-looking guy, Aquaman, the Wolverine-looking lady, and Elastic Man.
Wolverina. I don't know the names.
I should know, but they don't say him.
No.
This does say Zatanna. Zatanna.
Yeah. That's why I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that's Zatanna.
Oh, that's supposed to be Steel? Okay. Well, okay. Mother Wisdom is the older lady who lectures everyone.
Yeah. Okay. That's her superpower.
So we have two gangs. We have El Lobos, and then I don't know the name of the other gang. Crowbar's gang. But yeah, this is...
Crowbarios or something.
This is just something. You know, it was a nice little...
It's an experience.
It's a trip back in time for sure. Skulls. They're the Skulls.
The Skulls. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, the Skulls... And the Los Lobos.
Not to be confused with a Skull and Crossbones or whatever.
I just think it's odd, okay? So if you're a gang in Detroit, you assume?
Yeah, I think it's Detroit. I think they mentioned it.
Do they? I was taken aback by the whole thing. So you go to Detroit, you're in a gang, and you're fighting another gang. But then when superheroes show up who are bulletproof and all you have are chains.
And crowbars.
And crowbars. And also a bat with nails in it. Like, what's the point, man? Like, just give up.
Yeah, but all through here, the only reason the superheroes are here is because they're trying to protect Vibe. Because they want Vibe to get, like, back with the JLA organization or something like that. But, no, it's and then it's just like, it kind of goes off in its own direction. You're like, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. Let's rate.
Let's rate.
All right. Rating. I'm very middle of the road.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I mean, I was kind of middle of the road, but my recommendation is a little bit low because I was like, I don't know what this is.
Okay. So this is a story of the Justice League.
It's like a street fight between two street gangs. But two also, gangs. For some reason, Justice League is involved because Vibe retired, but they want him to unretire. They want him to come out of retirement.
Yeah.
But so do the gangs. I don't know, man. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, they want him in the Los Lobos gang, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of words.
It's a lot.
This is something.
And a lot of, like, streaking words of what's going on in terms of, like, crash, bang, pow.
And I like that Steel's in it because he was in... Legends. Did you ever watch Legends?
No.
Yeah.
What is that?
It was a TV show.
Oh.
Legends of Tomorrow. It was a good show. But it ended. It ended. Everything ends. Everything ends. I know.
If things didn't end, then there would be a lot of things that should have ended and haven't.
Yeah.
This might be one of them.
I was happy when this ended. You're right. Detroit City Jail in the epilogue.
Yeah, I thought it was mentioned in there somewhere. It's also actually a pretty long issue.
It is long.
Like you get a lot of content. If this is what you were going for, then you would love this because it's long.
I don't know. I just can't wrap my head around Aquaman in Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
There's what? Some lakes.
Lakes.
There's one above and one south, and there's like the river right there. Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
I mean, Atlantis is a saltwater place.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I always pictured...
I guess it's a question. Like, can Aquaman actually breathe in a freshwater pond?
I don't think he should be able to. I don't.
Yeah. No, he probably shouldn't be able to.
You can't put a fresh... You can't put a fresh fish in a saltwater tank.
Yeah. There's very, very, very few fish that can cross between right. the two. And usually you have to acculturate them.
You have to do little by little.
Yeah. You have to, like, introduce them to the environment.
I used to have fish, but that was a... It's kind of a gross. Most pets are gross.
Well, fish are particularly bad unless you're really good about cleaning the tank.
Yeah. Pets. Yeah. Most pets are gross. We had rabbits.
Yeah.
Gross.
Rabbits were a challenge. Yeah.
We had fish. A big. It was 60 gallon, I think.
That's a big fish tank.
It was big. Yeah. It was big. Gross.
And kind of expensive if you're going to get a nice looking fish, too.
They, so. You know, the Sunrise catfish.
Yeah.
They became... As big as this laptop, as far as length.
Wow.
But we bought them, they were tiny.
Yeah.
And they also ate most of the other fish.
Mm. Yeah, fish do that. They'll just, like, eat... Some fish will eat the rest of them.
They ate all my shrimp.
Oh, it's a good thing I spent all that money on
this. Because I had shrimp to clean up most of the waste.
Yeah.
And they did great. I had little shrimps.
Yeah.
Freshwater, obviously.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, those catfish ate them.
Well, they have tastes like we do.
It was a dark time.
Pets are a special challenge, but they can be nice.
Pretty gross.
I miss my dog. Anyway, ratings.
Ratings.
Dialogue and script, I got a 5. And that was because I was like, they put a lot of effort into this, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to go lower because of all the accents. I mean, I can do my own accent. But we had this issue with Gambit. Remember when we talked about Gambit?
Yeah, like, they go so aggressive with his accent.
Just
don't.
It doesn't come off. It comes off wrong. It doesn't. Yeah. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, why don't they have Canadian characters that say A all the time?
They probably did back then. They probably did in the 80s. I have to find. I don't have any.
Okay, so we agree. I have dialogue.
Yeah, we agree. Fine.
But cover design and artwork.
This is a trash cover.
I went with a 6. I don't know why. I'm not sure why at this point. Because I rated this a few days ago. I did that thing again. Maybe I should stop doing that. But I went with a 6. So there's that.
Okay, well, I did a 4 because this cover's trash.
The cover is bad.
Floating heads. I'm not into floating heads.
And then, like, what is this? Like, are these swipe marks?
What's going on? That's his power. He vibes.
He sends
out vibes.
So he's a subwoofer.
Maybe. Maybe that's a good way to describe it. And, you know, the internal stuff is okay, but they really did it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
All right.
It's very 80s. All right, plot and story. I gave it a 6.
I gave it a 6.
Okay.
Because...
like, there's an actual conflict between these gangs. I'm semi-interested in, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just very confused as to, like... I thought you would tell me, oh, yeah, Vibe, like, there's a reason why he's here. Like, there's a reason why he's in this circumstance. No, they're introducing this guy, and I'm like, this is baffling, then.
Right.
But in terms of a plot and story, like, it has one.
And I really think Steel was who they were, you know, debuting in this, because they had his feats of strength, and they had his, you know, got his costume. And
yeah, and, like, they're, like, testing him and trying to find out, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
What's his breaking point? Well, you don't want to kill him!
So, yeah, I gave it a 6. All right, character development.
I feel like I went generous on this as well, and I put a 5. That's probably juice, because at the end, like, there is this thing where it's like, no, you don't understand why we have these conflicts and why we fight for these blocks. You just don't understand. And I'm like, okay, maybe I don't. Maybe they're setting something up, and maybe the next issue would have, like, given us some deep insight into some of the gangland strife of these areas. So I gave it a 5.
All right, I gave it a 6. Because of the cliffhanger ending.
Okay, there is a cliffhanger ending. That's true.
Just because I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened, who he becomes.
Yeah.
And what, you know, this overmaster thing is.
I will say there was some intrigue with that when, like, you suddenly switch over to the jail. And it's like, what is going on here? And then, like, this guy just gets consumed and then dragged into somewhere else.
Dimensional thing. I don't know. I want to know, but I don't.
Yeah.
Because would you recommend I gave it a 4?
I gave it a 3 because, no, I mean, like, what is going on here, man? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe times have changed. Maybe I'm the wrong audience for superhero stuff. But I don't know. I would not recommend it.
Not recommend. I apologize. The JLA is kind of, you know, even if I gave you like some Stargirl stuff, or Hawkman is a huge member of the JLA.
Okay.
Typically.
That's different than, okay, no, I'm thinking Hawkeye, which is, that's Marvel, right?
Right.
Okay. Come on. Now I'm angering people.
Hawkman is literally a Hawkman.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, it's a helmet, but he's got the. Anyway, yeah, so what's a five? We came to a five.
I ended up at a five, but I think because I was generous with those sixes.
All right, so five out of
give it a five.
10.
Don't recommend it, though. I wonder if the would you recommend, this is like that thing where, you know, the company we used to work at would have the survey for all the customers, but there's really only one question that actually mattered, and that was it. Would you recommend? You know that you remember
yeah, how they play that game?
It's like, then why are we putting people through this whole thing? Just ask them the one question. You'll get much better turnaround on people taking your survey.
One question.
If you take one question instead of 25 questions, but only one of them counts.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right, 5 out of 10. Now let's talk about what we all care about.
The ads.
The advertisements.
Delightfully 80s. This one was great.
So the first one is for the very, you know, right after the cover, the glossy inside cover page. Atari presents Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And it is the...
That's huge.
It's the Mario with the PAL, you know, like where you... The construction brothers.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
Right, yeah.
They worked in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I never played it on Atari. It's kind of weird because it didn't look like this at all.
Well, right, right, yeah.
These cartoons are very misleading.
They are very misleading.
The turtles don't look like that. Because they're not at all like that.
Except, like, we have expectations of video games actually looking different and being different things. People really were blown away by the idea of being able to manipulate things on a screen.
Hmm.
And so there was a lot of forgiveness for this sort of thing where, like, you'd show it being amazing and it really is kind of mundane because the experience was still amazing. So, but this is a big deal because it's like, this is before Nintendo had their own system.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh man, look at this. It's like on Atari.
Yeah.
That's like OG Mario Brothers, you know?
Now, the Mario Brothers are a trademark of Nintendo, 1983. Mm-hmm. But I did not know that Atari was owned by Sears Roebuck and Company.
I did not know that either.
Until I saw this.
Hmm.
So Atari was part of a Warner Communications company, which...
Yeah.
We have a trademark.
And then Nintendo killed them.
I guess they had Sears Video Arcade Systems. Yeah. You ever heard of that?
No.
Very
I guarantee you there's some interesting YouTube videos about that system, though.
So Atari was owned by Warner Communications, which is like Warner what? Like Warner Warner?
Is that the same Warner? Like Warner?
I don't know. It is.
I'll look it up.
Look up Warner Communications Company. Warner. That's who's part of Atari. And then the trademark of Sears is for their Sears Video Arcade.
Warner Communications Label, an American music record company.
No, Warner Communications Company.
Warner Communications Company. It's just part of Warner Media now.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. All right, the next ad was, I guess you're supposed to color it?
Yes.
Or you're supposed to count? You're supposed to count
the number of Oreos, and they give you the number there.
So. I don't like how the answer is so easy. 26. That's the answer.
Okay, so Warner Communications Company was the company that had that.
Yeah, it's that logo. Yeah, it's that logo on here.
I recognize that logo.
It's the same logo under the Atari.
Yeah. Looks like it was absorbed into... whatever Warner is, Warner Music Group in 1990.
Music Group.
Yeah.
Huh.
Successor, Time Warner Entertainment, AOL Time Warner, Time Warner Inc., Warner Media, Warner Brothers Discovery.
And now what is it?
Warner Brothers Discovery.
Is that the official?
Yeah.
The most recent?
2002 to present. And actually, it's a very classic logo, but with like a modern twist. So...
Yeah,
I don't. I
wouldn't even
the
put the Discovery.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, it's like, oh, we own the Discovery Channel.
That's one of those channels that, like, used to be great.
Yeah, yeah. It's now it's all.
It's Shark Week and aliens.
Yeah. Sharks and aliens. And then when they find out that sharks are actually aliens, the network's over.
But like, there was that great period where early 2000s where they had Mythbusters and a lot of Mike Rose stuff was on there. That was really good. It was great for a while. That was that brief period where I had satellite TV when I lived with my parents. We finally got something.
Yeah. You know.
But anyway.
Then there's Bonkers Fruit Candy.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Do you?
I remember the little fruity inside.
I remember
inside.
Seeing ads like this, but I don't know if I ever remember that candy.
Look
I
out.
I remember seeing mints in stick package form like that.
And this kid says, all three flavors, bonk me out. And then the ad is, bonks you out, Nabisco.
Candy offering from Nabisco in the mid-1980s.
Looks like they're related to Lifesavers when it comes to... it says 1984 Lifesavers, Inc., a subsidiary of Nabisco Brands.
There's not very much information...
On Bonkers?
On Bonkers on Wikipedia.
I think they were like Starburst texture, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. So like kind of like a semi-hard candy.
Yeah.
But like... pliable. And then they had a big Saturday morning cartoon. Was this for NBC or something like that? It's like, look at our lineup.
NBC. But we got the Pink Panther and Sons. Nobody watched that. Snorks. I watched a little bit of Snorks.
Did you?
Smurfs. I watched
Saw
Smurfs.
Some Smurfs.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Okay, yep. I get it. I've watched Alvin and the Chipmunks. I did not care for Spider-Man cartoons back then.
I remember this vaguely.
Yeah, there's bananas. A chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Mr. T show I watched. Show. Kid Video I did not.
Yeah, yeah.
One to Grow On I did not. Is that David Hasselhoff?
I think so.
And that's supposed to be a peacock?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pass.
It was like, well, there okay, was a... they were trying to compete with like Roadrunner or something like that.
So ironically, we had the NBC ad and then for Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
And then like 2 pages later is a Saturday morning cartoon ad
so
for CBS.
I have a theory about this because this is not the only comic where this has happened where like you get like competitors showing up a few pages later. I wonder if it's like you've got a very aggressive salesman who's like, well, you know, your competitor actually already bought an ad in this issue. You might want to. And then like they do this. They stick like you manage to close the sale because you're like one-upping each other. But notably, the other one was a 2-page ad. This is a single page ad. So, and it's later in the issue. So,
but it's got Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
So that makes it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, plus you got, you know,
Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
This is before it was purchased and ruined by Disney. So, but yeah,
as Disney does.
Apparently Saturday morning, CBS, you had
Disney, the Destroyers.
Pole Position, no idea. Pryor's Place, okay. Dungeons and Dragons, I did not watch it. Get Along Gang, I did not watch. Saturday Supercade, I watched. Muppet Babies, I watched.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Muppet Babies will make a dream come true. I used to, when my kids, we have some old 80s Muppet Babies books.
Oh, okay.
And
it's
I
like
tell
OG.
You. I do the voices so good. My kids used to really... We read to our kids a lot.
Yeah. That's good.
Now they're reading.
Now like, everybody's just like, oh, here's a tablet, here's a cell phone. Don't bother me.
There was this one about Miss Piggy, and like she gets trapped in a bubble or something.
Oh.
You don't want to go in the bubble, creamy. You know, like I did this whole thing.
Yeah.
And my kids really enjoyed it. It's good times. Good times. The only one I could never do was like Gonzo because I don't remember his voice.
Yeah, I feel like Gonzo was like kind of out there.
It's just scratchy.
Scratchy, but kind of like wild.
Like Kermit,
like
yeah.
Lots of ups and downs.
Right. You know? Kermit's easy.
Yeah.
You and I can both do that. Fozzie.
Got a lot of practice with Kermit.
Yeah. Fozzie's kind of the same as Kermit. You just take a little
if
of
you
the...
like practice Kermit, then you've also got Ray Romano waka, waka, waka. And Jordan Peterson. So
waka, waka, waka. All right. So yeah, I mean, the ads are good. Comics not good. Sorry.
Yeah, comics not good. That 3 on the don't recommend it scale.
We do not recommend Kermit. All right. So
maybe we'll try to get something better next time. We'll see what's coming up.
Yeah.
What do you got? What are you giving me this week?
Oh, next is, I don't even know what this is. Grimm Fairy Tales.
What, like the Grimm Brothers?
I guess.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know.